Yeah, it was a good result, I think, for the first one. I didn't have a great last day, but I think overall it was happy enough.
And was the performance at the weekend reflective of your performances so far this year on the Challenge Tour?
I've had a couple of good ones the past few, so I've been playing pretty well, and I just went there and tried to do the same thing.
Obviously, it was a course in Austria which suited you, and in particular, you had a very good third round in there, Rory.
Yeah, the third day, I just hit the ball very well, and it made it a bit easier, you know, so I hold a few putts, and that was about it, really.
Yeah, and that, of course, brought you up to 10th overall after the third round. Was there any pressures in your shoulder on the Saturday night, Rory?
No, not really, because, you know, it was only my first one, so I was happy enough to lie in 10th, and I could kind of go out in the last day and just see how it went, you know.
And during that last day, you had a couple of birdies, but there was a period there for seven holes, which things didn't go your way. And what was your feelings during those seven holes where you picked up a number of bogeys, Rory?
I had four bogeys in a row there in the middle of the round, and it was hard work, you know. You're just hoping for it to end soon, but I got a few birdies after, so. It turned around a little bit.
Because when you get into, I suppose, to a rut as such, when you're bogeying hole after hole, that it can be hard to get out of that. So something went right for you when you managed to turn it around with birdies at the 12th and the 13th?
Yeah, exactly. I think I got a bit fed up, you know. You kind of, a few silly mistakes, and then you realise, right, I need to get the finger out here, so.
Can we see you in any other tour events at that level later in the year, Rory?
Not 100% sure at the minute. It just depends, you know, if I have some good results, then I might get into some more things. So I'm not too sure this minute.
How do you think you'll perform now this coming weekend? Because you're in France now for an event on the Challenge Tour, and obviously coming off the back of what you done last weekend, you'll be in confident mood, will you?
I'm hitting, you know, I'm playing well, so we'll see how it goes. It's a funny game, so you never know.
Just as we look at the rest of the season on the Challenge Tour, when you set out in 2014, what was your aims for this year, Rory?
The aim this year is to get into the top 15 and get the card for the European Tour next year.
Obviously, I'm sure you like playing when you come back home to Donegal, and there's an attachment there with Rosapenna.
Yeah, I love coming back to play Rosapenna, and there's nowhere better if you get the weather. So it's a lovely spot.
All right, and just finally, Rory, before we let you go, you're 23 years of age now. You've played your first senior tour on the European Tour. Are you now at a critical part of your, I suppose, career where you have to make some headway now?
I think, yeah, ideally. You know, it's lucky enough it's a sport where you don't really run out of time as such very early. So, but ideally, yeah, I'd like to make a bit of headway now and see how it goes from there.